Imagine you are at a trade show, and the latest designs in your industry are on display all over the showroom floor. As usual, at these events, the executives, engineers, and salespeople from each company have done all they can to distinguish for the buyers why their new design, new product, or latest innovation should be preferred over the competition's. But there's something different at this trade show. In the center of the showroom is a massive curtain hung in a circle, stretching from the ceiling to floor, so that it hides one of the offerings. The huge veil is too thick to see through, and guards are stationed all around it to prevent anyone from lifting it up and sneaking a peek at what awaits on the other side. Some guess that whatever is hiding behind the curtain is nothing impressive, and they attempt to convince others of their view. They go so far as to accuse anyone who does not agree with them of being ignorant or closed-minded. While they have no understanding of what's behind the curtain, they are committed to claiming it's a hoax. Others carry on about how awesome this mystery must be. They imagine what is about to be unveiled. They hypothesize about how you gain access to the product and who you need to know to get in. They are better meaning than the skeptics, but at the same time, they do not possess any more knowledge than the first group. They have not been on the other side of the veil, but at least they are willing to believe that something is really there. Suddenly, while the crowd presses in closer to the mysterious curtain, someone touches your shoulder and motions for you to follow him. Cutting a path through the crowd, he takes you to the other side. A guard steps aside to let the two of you pass. Then your guide leads you to the curtain, separates it where the edges meet, and pulls back one side to reveal to you what everyone else is wondering about. There it is. This, in effect, is what the Bible does for those who study biblical prophecy. It pulls back the curtain, revealing what others are merely speculating about and struggling with regarding what will happen when the world as we know it comes to an end. The word apocalypse comes from the Greek language and refers to an unveiling. Just as in our example about someone unveiling the hidden trade show display to you, so Scripture unveils the mystery of the end times. And isn't the fate of the world something that you'd like to know about? Even more important, do you think you ought to understand what you need to do to be ready for what is to come?